Hi, this is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. I'm talking to Ruth Cohen. She's an activist. What we were talking about, it was media and the unreliability of it in many cases, with the exception of this show. So you wanted to get on another topic.
I did. I'm a liberal. I'm proud to be liberal. I love the definition of a liberal. In fact, when you give someone charity, it's like a compliment to say he gave it liberally. He gave liberally. You serve food, you served it liberally. There is nothing wrong with being liberal. It means you want the best for everybody. You want to see everybody succeed, everybody to do well.
Yeah, if you didn't spend us into oblivion.
Hey, when we didn't bust the budget, that was Bush. Two wars with no taxes.
Well, I guess.
No taxes on the credit card. Two wars on a credit card. That's not being liberal. That's being stupid. And money to all his friends with no bid contracts. They're the ones who got the money. That's another issue.
Well, they are liberal then.
They're liberal, right, for themselves, where they're concerned. But what I really wanted to talk about is value voters. There are a group of right-wingers, Tea Party right-wingers, the ones that the current Republicans are sucking up to like crazy. They consider themselves value voters. They're the ones who have the values. And you've got family values. Oh, that word, family values, as if the liberals aren't interested in education for their children, aren't interested in health care, aren't interested in any of the good things, only the value voters. And just let me give you some examples of these value voters. Sarah Palin, she's got a daughter, Bristol. Bristol was getting money giving lectures on abstinence, that young people should abstain from sex before marriage. Well, Bristol just had her second child out of wedlock, each one by a different man. Ken Mailman, the head of the Republican National Committee, the minute he was out of the Republican National Committee, he came out of the closet as gay. Larry Craig, the senator from Idaho, again with the family values. He was the one who was trolling. He was trolling for men in the men's toilet in an airport. And then you have Senator Vitter, David Vitter, the senator from Louisiana. He was with his family values. Vitter was visiting.
I don't want you to go on. You know.
Well,
why?
I got to get this out. His visitor was visiting prostitutes. I won't even say what he was wearing. He had a crazy fetish. But then when he apologized, he made his poor wife stand next to him while he did his mea culpa. And when he went back into the Senate, his friends in the Senate applauded him. For what? For being a hypocrite, a prime hypocrisy?
Well,
I'm getting very angry here.
Hypocrisy is part of the political. And by the way, the right wingers are good for it. Some of the left is good for it too. Hypocrisy is what we do in politics. And by the way, a lot of people who are just as angry as you are, they're angry in every part of the spectrum of politics. They're not being served. Even the ones that don't agree with you know that they're not being served.
Well, look at the people in Oregon now. They think they're not being served because they want to use public land. They just took over
That's a different story. They're
right,
criminals.
But the
they're
point
criminals.
Is they also feel they're not being served. And
I
they're
know,
on the right wing
criminals,
of the spectrum.
And I don't think I want them in the conversation.
Okay.
They're criminals. And not only are they criminals, but the right wing doesn't even support them. They don't. So it's not the same as what you're talking about. We're talking about the normal, run-of-the-mill hypocrisy that we deal with.
Run-of-the-mill hypocrisy.
Yeah, well, you know, the stuff you can pick up on every day. But you talk about criminal elements. It's just amazing that that they have the chutzpah to pull that off, you know, and but this idea that we live in a free country. You know what somebody said to me, and they said it more
what?
Than once.
What?
Where do you get the nerve to speak your mind out in public?
What?
I said, where do you think I am?
This
I said, I'm in
the
America.
United States. Yeah.
I don't worry about it. I just don't.
Right.
And you know, but
this is not Saudi Arabia. They just put a Shiite cleric to death for speaking his mind.
Right.
He didn't bear arms. He didn't do anything. All he did
Nor
was
did he advocate
violence. Nothing. He comes from the Shiite part of
That's
the country that
story.
Sits on oil, and they just put him. They also put people to death who were arrested when they were children, 14 years old. They kept them in jail for years. They just killed them.
Yeah. They're.
Anyway, I wanted to get it back to hypocrisy for another thing, because I'm very involved in women's issues. I believe very strongly in a woman's right to choose, and I work every Saturday morning. I drag my body.
A woman's place is in the home.
Right. I drag my body out of bed, and I go to a women's health clinic every Saturday morning, because the anti-choice people carry on something fierce with their posters and they're praying and they're yelling, and they've gotten a little quiet lately since they had that shooting out where was it, in Colorado, I believe, where they had a Planned Parenthood shooting. They've gotten a little more circumspect about the words that they use.
I think, however, they just shut up for a while.
They'll start in again. However, what I want to talk about is the hypocrisy of it. These people love the fetus, but they don't care anything about the child once the child is born. They talk to these girls, they yell at them when they walk into the clinic to have whatever procedures, not always abortions, whatever procedures they're having or whatever checkups they're having. Have your baby. We love your baby. We'll help you if you have your baby. So I ask them, what help are you going to give? We'll give them a carriage and diapers. That's going to go very far in helping a girl raise a child if she can't work and raise the child at the same time. And I have asked every single one of them, how many unwanted handicapped children and or handicapped children have you adopted? You know the answer, Ernie?
That's probably zero.
Right. I get all kinds of excuses. I do other things. I'm a widow. I can't do this. I can't do that.
But they're the same people who are not against the death penalty.
No. Definitely not.
I mean, either you value
so,
life.
Talking about hypocrisy, this is big time hypocrisy. One girl once said, I said to her, she was standing there holding a sign. I said, how many children have you adopted? She said, I can't adopt any children. She says, I'm young and I go to college. I said, well, what do you think these girls are who are walking in now, making a perfectly legal choice? Why would you want someone to give birth to a child that they don't want, that they're not in a position to raise, that they're going to be poor and miserable? Why would you want them, force them to have a child like that? They don't consider that. They just consider they love that fetus.
Well, I don't believe it.
Why?
I don't believe that they love that fetus. If they love that fetus, they'd probably stand back and consider what that fetus's life was going to be.
Right, exactly.
About.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of abortion.
I'm not a fan of it either, nor am I. And I get very angry when they talk about a dichotomy between the pro-choice and the pro-lifers, or the anti-lifers. We are not, or pro-abortionists is what they call us. We're the pro-abortionists, they're pro-life. We're not pro-abortion. We are pro a woman's right to take care of her body, a woman's right to choose what's best for her, what's best for her family.
Well,
most women
expressed,
who have abortions already have children.
Well, it was expressed very nicely by Gloria Steinem. She was on the air the other day on a radio talk show, and she said, the influence that you can have over me has to stop at my skin.
Hmm.
It can't be. You can't get to that point.
Right.
And I think it was a pretty, it was almost a good visual that, you know, you can't invade somebody's
My body.
Life, you know, in their body.
Right.
And, you know, by the way, I always thought she would be a very strident person. She's a very soft person.
She is. I've seen her in person, heard her speak.
Very thoughtful, very, you know. I think she could have a good discussion with almost anybody and make her case for what she believes, and the things that you know that the right wing does, that's mindless. It's not thoughtful. It's unfortunate.
Well, they're very dogmatic. They have certain mantras that they chant over and over again.
The only thing I have objection to that term dogmatic is because the left is as dogmatic sometimes, too. And what we have to do is rethink every situation as it comes along.
You know, you're right. And I'll just tell you, because time is growing short, there's one man who comes every Saturday morning. He just stands there very quietly and says the rosary. That's all, just stands there and says the rosary. And one day, I don't know what happened, it was very quiet, there was nothing going on. And I walked over to him, and we had the best conversation. Now we say hello to each other, we talk to each other. We didn't talk about the pro-choice or the pro-life or anything. All we did was talk.
This is Ernie Fazio, and we have to close the show. I'm talking to Ruth Cohen.
So much
Cohen,
more to talk about.
And this is Earnestly Speaking, and we're on LI News Radio. Thanks for listening.